The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard.
This is Art from Philly, hosting tonight for RBN. I hope everyone's doing well. I want to wish everyone a, if who can support RBN, to do what you can for them. They need our help. I'm going to talk about some interesting events here. One is some insight into 2,000 mules when they found that 1,100 of those mules were in Philadelphia and how that game was fixed. Also, I'm going to bring in a congressional candidate who's running here locally. If she's available, she may call in. Her name is Carolyn Avery. She's running for the seat in the Pennsylvania 1st Congressional District against a rhino, a Brian Fitzpatrick, who is one of five of the members of Congress who voted against protecting our Second Amendment rights. And she might be able to give you some insight what she's up against. And if you're local to that area, which is District 01 of Pennsylvania, she's looking for volunteers, funding support, or help get the word out for doing petition signing. She's with third-party libertarians. So we might hear from her after a while during the show here. All right. One of the things people were talking about, 2,000 mules. I'm going to bring up an article. This is from the Huffington Post for the 2020 campaign for Joe Biden. Now, first of all, realize the Huffington Post, as I wrote in my website, No Place for Corruption, was taken over by the Brockman crime family, okay? So it is a compromised media, but that doesn't mean all the information they put on there is compromised. All right, so this is kind of interesting what this says here. All right, I'm trying to look here. So this is a fundraiser. This is where the man who lived in a basement started his campaign to be president of the United States. As so it goes. The fundraiser will take place just hours after Biden, one of its frontrunners for the Democratic nomination to challenge Donald Trump, launches campaign Thursday morning. The fine print at the bottom of this invite indicates the campaign won't take direct donations from lobbyists and corporate PACs or unions. Biden will not accept contributions from registered federal lobbyists, corporate PACs, or registered foreign agents. Biden said, spokesman Bill Russo wrote an email. Additionally, the vice president was previously said he will not be part of a super PAC. Okay? Now, oh, that's poppycock. So here's the actual copy of the invitation I'm reading for you. This is where he started his kickoff. Okay? Biden for president, presented by Rhonda and David L. Cohen. The number two guy at Comcast, which I call Communist Cast, okay? Who was there? Bob Brady, okay? Matt Gallant, Dan Hilferty, Ken Jaron, Alan Kessler, Cherise Liller, Honorable Michael Nutter, former mayor of Philadelphia, Honorable Ed Rendell, Marcia and Ron Rubin, and Honorable Connie Williams. Now, Ed Rendell, his short name, Fast Eddies. When I used to be on the show here, I talked about Rendell. This is in reference to what they called the Ciccoleone family, the bootleggers of southeastern Pennsylvania, going back into the 20s. So they pretty much ran the town of Conshohocken, adjacent to the city of Philadelphia. And the Ciccoleone families would pay off political figures with very nice homes at the end of the falls in Gladwin, Pennsylvania, adjacent to the city of Philadelphia. Who was there? Fast Eddie, Arlen Specter, Mayor Dilworth, the law firm Dilworth and Paxton. That goes back, my friend, right back to the people who worked with Operation Mockingbird, the CIA, Cord Meyer, and also were involved with the cover-up of the single bullet theory of JFK. The former mayor of Philadelphia was basically, who was his name? The Dilworth administration was so corrupt back in the late 50s and 60s when they were building the Philadelphia Art Museum, which is so rocky. They could build the wings, but they spent all the money, and they had no money to build the center part of the art museum. So that gives you an idea of what's going on there. And who were some of the corrupt DAs come from there? You know, Rendell came from there. Arlen Specter came from there. Dick Sprague came from there. Lynn Abraham, you know, the one who went after the Philly 12, the Catholic people protesting a gay parade, had tried to get them locked up, put them away for like 10 years plus. All right, so I'm going to read some more on this invitation. So this reception was on April 23rd, in the year before the 20 election. And it was at the home of David L. Cohen, and contributions are not to be deductible. So, now, Biden's decision not to take any money, federal cash, only as a candidate, as a top-tier candidate, you know, from donations from K Street, et cetera. You know, that's the biggest bunch of poppycock. Yeah, all right, he didn't take donations from the existing channels, okay? Now, Mr. David Cohen of Comcast, which I call Communist Cast, he's the number two guy over there. He's also the head of all the Democratic wards of the city of Philadelphia, okay? And from working with different elections in the past, it's well known in the Philadelphia area that come election time for the city of Philadelphia, the payoffs go to all the wards to make sure the elections go that way. Now, who else was buddy-buddies with Comcast there? Oh, I think this guy from Metaverse, used to be called Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. So when you hear about how the election was fixed, why is nobody talking about the connection between Comcast and Facebook to David Cohen, who controls all the Democratic wards in the city of Philadelphia? Somehow that just doesn't get talked about. So I like what they did in 2000 Mules. They didn't take it far enough to actually point directly how this money came in there and how the election was fixed. And that's why I like to bring this up, so people can actually see the details of how this came about. Now, let's see here. Still reading this. There is a loophole. There's a limit for people making donations to the Biden campaign per individual, $2,800. Okay. For instance, Daniel Cruz, Heberman Government Affairs, gave him $2,800. Let's see who else was there, gave him fundraiser. It was Bernie Sanders and Beto O'Rourke. Okay, both gave him money. Both brought in more than $6 million, mostly from small donations on the internet, sure. Biden, who works for, lacks a comparable track record for raising money, was receiving checks of almost $6 million, you know, through small funds. If you look at opensecrets.org, you can see that. I'll give you an example. You look at the campaign for Hillary Rodham Clinton when she was running for Senate in the state of New York. What did she do? She goes on a junket to India, okay? It was a New York Times article. Whatever happened to Bill Clinton? He's playing India now, okay? So they meet over there, and they talk with Roger Gupta, okay, who was the head of the U.S. Indian Business Council, okay? That was before Roger Gupta of McKinsey, you know, the convicted felon, was run by, what's his name from the CIA? The guy, Frank Wisner Jr., of the law firm of Patton and Boggs, who was no other, was basically the ambassador for, U.S. ambassador for India right before Raja Gupta. So, and you realize Frank Wisner Sr. was directly involved with Operation Mockingbird, the CIA, the JFK assassination. So you want to know who actually was involved with outsourcing all our jobs to India, look no closer than the relationships with our friends there in the CIA and what they did to us, destroying millions of jobs in the high technology area for the U.S. All right. So back to this article. So beyond Cohen, who was listed as the most influential person in the Philadelphia area Democrats, Bob Brady, you know, party boss in Philadelphia and co-host along with Ed Rendell, Michael Nutter, and Independence Blue Cross Blue Shield, Dan Helferty, okay, and Senator Bob Casey, okay. Let's see, Bob Casey, the one who wrote the Matthew Shepard law, along with Arlen Specter, you know, which we call the hate laws, the hate speech, okay? It's one thing to object to a kid, you know, basically a young adult who was killed, you know, they tied him to with a chain onto the back of a pickup truck and killed him, dragging him around. That's why they created the Matthew Shepard Law, okay? But what they're using it for is anybody who says something that's politically offensive to another person, all of a sudden that's a hate crime, okay? So they're destroying the First Amendment. So you can thank our friend Bob Casey, who's coming up for election also. And then you have here, who else was in there? Delaware Representative Lisa Blunt of Rochester. And he says the response was overwhelming by the lawyers, okay, who co-hosted the fundraiser. They had over 150 people there at the fundraiser. This is where he started. And the people, you know, and plus many other people couldn't make it there physically. All right, now let's see. All right, can you still hear me? I'm not sure if we cut off. Okay. All right, so now the next thing I'm going to bring up is, what was Biden doing right before? Well, he was making $900,000. And where was he at? Biden was the professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School of Communication and Arts, okay, tied in with the Wharton School of Business. Okay, the Annenbergs. Let's look at them for a minute. AmericanMafia.com, Article 194, The Meat. Boardwalk Empire. When the Capone and Lucky Luciano got there and set up a national crime syndicate. And who was there with Capone? None other than Moses Annenberg. Okay, who became a convicted felon? Then what happened there is you can read the Race Wire Wars, okay, which was controlling the publication for the racetracks going back in, you know, back in the 20s all the way up to the 60s. Who was controlling that? The Annenbergs were. You know, last time I was on here, I mentioned that Bugsy Siegel was trying to create a opposing Race Wire, and apparently he dug too much into the Annenberg Race Wire system, and he was assassinated for that. Not the movie Bugsy, where he was assassinated for, you know, the Flamingo Casino. That was not the reason he was assassinated. He was assassinated because he was digging into the Annenberg's control of the Race Wire money. Okay, where are they now? Well, anybody see Sunnylands, California, out there in Rancho Mirage? What a great place that is there. You know, the Betty Ford Clinic there, you know. Almost every president goes out there looking at the, you know, the White House of the West, okay? Besides the Fords, the Nixons were there, the Reagans were there, you know. Obama was there, you know. So you can look at that place and see what it really is. Now, the other thing the Annenbergs did is they set up the Annenberg Academy of Diplomacy, which just about every person who becomes a diplomat in the United States for a foreign country has to go through and be properly programmed through the Annenberg propaganda. All right? So this is where Joe was coming from before there. And, you know, he was also working, you know, cozy relationship with Amy Goodman, the president of the University of Pennsylvania, and also David Cohen, who was also one of the board members of the University of Pennsylvania to help get him the position there. So that's what we see is going on. Now, there was one other thing here. Let's see, I'm trying to bring up this article. And let's see, oh, it's on Cohen. All right, let's look at Cohen, David Cohen of Comcast, okay? This is not the David Cohen who was a CIA agent. That's a different person. All right, let's see. We have Cohen's job was, oh, Cohen's basically being honored by the Friends of the Israeli Defense Forces, FIDF. That'll work, okay? You know, our greatest ally in the world, okay? And you got David Cohen there, and this is the article here. Let's see who this came from. FIDF.org, their site there from November 14, 2012. And it says, the Philadelphia-based chapter of the FIDF at the Gallant Hyatt in Bellevue City, Philadelphia. Guest no speaker was Ed Rendell, Fast Eddie, Mayor Nutter, and they include a lone soldier from the Friends of Israeli Defense Forces, okay? And David L. Cohen showed up with Joseph Neubauer and show their dedication, worth of wisdom to the organization. Chair was Leonard Bernstein, and chapter director was Tiva Wexler, okay? And we're pleased to appoint support that Friends of the Israeli Defense Forces have, okay? And we also, if you may, if you search on YouTube, you find out that Joe Biden himself says, I am a Zionist, okay? Well, here's how I see it. Zionism is communism is mafia. It's like picking up an elephant, touching it, and looking at different sides of the same coin. It's the same entity. We're just seeing it from different sides. Some showing the side from organized crime. Now, another one interesting, you know, you look at that big, beautiful state there in Sunnylands. Looks like we got a speaker. Looks like the congressional candidate, Carolyn Avery, wants to talk to us. So I wanted to bring her up here. She's running against Brian Fitzpatrick, who is basically one of the five Republicans who voted to, you know, compromise our Second Amendment rights. And I'll let her bring up her point of view of why she's running for Congress in the Pennsylvania 1st District as a Libertarian candidate. So, Carolyn, welcome to RBM. Let's hear what you have to say.
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
My name is Carolyn Avery, and I'm running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District on the Libertarian ticket. Like you said, I was nominated by the Libertarian Party. I'll caucus with the Republican, and we aren't being represented very good here, are we?
No, we're not, across the country, but pretty good.
We're having a lot of problems, and we need to right this ship. And we've got to get these profiteering politicians out of office. We have to do it legally, ethically, and morally. Pennsylvanians are worried about their basic rights. We are very concerned about our Second Amendment rights. We're concerned about our First Amendment rights. We're concerned about our children and what they're being indoctrinated with, the Marxist ideology in schools, and not to mention the hypersexualizing and all that kind of stuff that's going on here just in our district, and I know across the entire country. But I can only deal with one thing at a time right now, so we're going with the district I live in.
Okay. What about your district? What can you tell us about it?
Well, my district is all of Bucks County. It comprises of all of Bucks County and a sliver of Montgomery County in Pennsylvania. We're just north of Philadelphia, and we're along the mighty Neshaminy Creek and the Delaware River. And it's a very historic area, like most all of Pennsylvania is. We're not too far from Washington Crossing, meaning where I live. We are good people. We're good folks. We work hard. This is very diverse of people, from farmers to some of the best colleges in our area for medical and technology. And we're just good people. We're just good people that want to work and do the right thing and be freedom-loving. We're freedom-loving people, and we're having our rights being restricted from us by the very people that were supposed to be representing us. Why do we need an FBI agent to be our representative?
Well, what is his character? I mean, you're really talking about how is he representing the people? And just an interesting point there. When you mentioned Washington Crossing, isn't that where Kathy Bocabar lives over there, Washington Crossing? You know, the one who basically ruled that Trump lost the election. Isn't that, it's kind of, you know, an absurdity that here it is, we fought for our freedom from the British there in the Battle of Trenton, and here it is, we're losing our freedom by an individual who basically overrode the objections of the state of Pennsylvania to certify the election and ruled it in such a way that Biden won without actually properly vetting out what was really going on there. So it's kind of absurd that here it is, we're losing our, our republic in the same place where it was basically won in the past. But
it is absurd. It's absurd, and it almost makes sense to a certain degree. Like at first I thought, oh my gosh, I'm in Pennsylvania. I mean, how can this be happening in Pennsylvania? The place where the Declaration of Independence was signed And then it's kind of like, how can it not? Because they have to go right to the root of it to get rid of it. The right to, you know, right to the root of our freedom. And this guy, Brian Fitzpatrick, he's doing everything but representing us. He's signing all kinds of bills. He's signing these equality acts, which are anything but equality acts. He's, you know, signing with the Democrats far more than the Republicans. He should just run as an independent. He seems to not care at all about the party that he ran in. I'm a registered Libertarian, and I've been nominated by the Libertarian Party. I'll caucus with the Republicans. But my pronouns are American woman, okay? So, you know, I'm for the Bill of Rights, and he's not taking care of us in that manner either. If I could beat him, beating him would be equal to flipping the seat from a D to an R. He is actually vying for the same exact voter that the Democrat is.
Right.
I'm far more right-minded on our Bill of Rights and a constitutionalist than he is.
Fantastic. So what do you see you need to actually be viable and win the race against Brian and the Democratic candidate for this coming November election? I understand you're looking for you know, people to help you get your petition signed. You're looking for people who might want to help with fundraising or volunteer. So do you have a website and contact information people can talk to you and communicate with you to actually see if there's ways for the RBN community to reach out to you and see if they might at least find out about you and possibly provide some avenues for support?
Oh, absolutely. I need donations. I need volunteers for even, you know, a little bit of time, from a little bit to as much as you can handle. My contact information is CarolineForCongress, spelled out for, .us. That's CarolineFor, Congress, at U.S. Or excuse me, .us. That's CarolineForCongress.us.
Fantastic. Wasn't Brian Fitzpatrick one of the congressional people that actually voted for putting men in women's bathrooms?
Yeah, that's the Equality Act, which is everything but equal. That's the Equality Act. It's everything but equal. It actually lets females or males, biological males, participate in female sports. This is not only people say, "Oh, it's canceling females." Well, it's not only canceling females; it's canceling men at the same time. They're stealing our identity, is what they're doing, which is, you know, really an insidious move, because if you steal a person's identity, then they're nothing, and if they'll fill it up with whatever they want. So that is one of the worst things that he did. I think that it made it where it's federally funded, and then of course they're always put in there the abortion and things like that usually is in there. There was just something about federal funded abortions in this gun bill that just passed overnight, or that just, you know, got through the House or the Senate overnight, and I think they took it out, but it did happen so late at night, like it always does, that nobody's gotten a real good chance to study the bill. But I do know that in there, tucked in that bill, was money to give for abortions. So, I mean, it just goes against everything that he presumes to be as a conservative. He's not a conservative. He's a leftist.
Right.
In my opinion. You know, in my opinion, right, it's covered by the First Amendment, you know, so I'm welcome to say that as much as I'd like.
There was another point. He received in 2020 for his congressional race over $500,000 from the Republican Jewish Coalition. And now in his 22 race, he's also proudly saying he's fully supported by the Republican Jewish Coalition again. Let's look at that organization real quick. It was set up by Max Fisher. Okay. Now, if you look at the article, the executive report, EIL report, Illegal Funding of Likud, and it's on noplaceforcorruption.com, you'll show that Max Fisher was one of the members of the Detroit Mafia, Murder Incorporated. Okay? And then after he got older and passed on, he passed the power on to Les Wexner, you know, Mr. Victoria's Secret. Again, the former owner of Victoria's Secret decided to take a nosedive off the bridge in San Francisco there, okay? And who else was Lex Wexner? Oh, he was the supporter of Jeffrey Epstein there and Miss Maxwell, okay? So here it is. You've got a former FBI agent who's taking money from an organization with dubious ties to organized crime. I thought the FBI was supposed to, you know, fight these criminals. You know, why is he taking money to win a congressional race from these criminals? What's your viewpoint on that?
Well, my viewpoint on that is, you know, I don't know enough about that to give a coherent and an accurate response. But what I do know enough to make, you know, inquiring minds want to know. Like, we want to know, you know, what was Brian Fitzpatrick really doing in Ukraine, you know, in 2015 when he was sent there to investigate corruption, you know, right when corruption was at its peak. You know, what was he really doing there? And it's crazy how he was unable to find any corruption, you know, in one of the most corrupt places on the earth. I mean, is he just bad at his job? You know, I mean, it begs, you know, you have to look at, you have to ask yourself the question. And moreover, rather than me asking the question about that, I would like to prompt the voter to ask themselves the question. Ask themselves, you know, look over the whole thing, see what kind of a shabby job he's doing representing us, and then ask himself these questions. It looks like this man has done either a very good job or either a very shabby job his whole entire career, depending on which way you'd like to look at it. So if he's ran as a Republican, he's done a really bad job representing us, okay? If he was an FBI agent, he is an FBI agent. Why we need an FBI agent representing us, I don't know. But he couldn't, he was unable to find any corruption in the most corrupt country in the world. During the Hunter Biden and the Biden, you know, debacle in Ukraine and China and all that, he couldn't find any corruption. So, you know, either he's really, you know, this hapless, terrible, you know, at his job agent, or he's actually very good at his job. You know, we have to always remember the FBI, they're trained. These people are trained. He is a special agent. That's why they call you special agent, because you're special. You've been specially trained to deceive, to lie, right, and to get away with, right, or go unnoticed. So
wasn't he one of the congressmen in charge of the committee, congressional committee, investigating Hunter Biden and Burisma? And the end result was they're both off scot-free, and his father, Joe Biden, is president of the United States.
Yes, wasn't it? Yes, it sure does look that way. It sure looks that way. He also censured Donald Trump. And worse than that, he wants to trash our you know, constitutional republic and our Bill of Rights. He had, he does all kinds of things that bother people. But he had voted to take Marjorie Taylor Greene off her committee duties based on her opinions, her vocal opinions and outspoken opinions on what she saw the landscape of Washington, D.C. Like, in other words, she was telling people what she saw in Washington, D.C., what her opinion about it was, and all that stuff. And he voted to have her removed from her committees for her using her First Amendment rights. I mean, this is not okay. It doesn't matter whether he liked it or not. It's for a reason. Okay, yeah. It doesn't matter whether he liked it or not. So he's, you know, he's shutting people up, okay? He's shutting people up. It looks to me like he's protecting the people he likes, you know, but that's my opinion. He's shutting people up. That's your First Amendment. He's voting with Conor Lamb on a regular basis and going against our Second Amendment, infringing, overreaching. And, you know, obviously he doesn't care about our Fourth Amendment too much either, because he has said, I've never heard him say anything about that.
We're going on a break. This is Art from Philly hosting RBN tonight and talking to Congressional candidate Carolyn Avery. We'll be back on the break.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people.
because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Heart of Texas, back
hello
in 18
again.
And 35.
Welcome back to the show. This is Art from Philly. We have been talking with Carolyn Avery, a congressional candidate for Pennsylvania District 01, running against the Rhino, Brian Fitzpatrick. I don't know if she's still online. Are you there, Carol?
I am.
Okay. Also, we'll be taking calls from people if they have any questions for this candidate or other issues that anybody wants to bring up during the show. So continue with what you have to say, Carol, and thank you for coming on to RBN.
Oh, thank you. Thank you again for giving me the opportunity. I was just going at length on all the things that Brian Fitzpatrick is a failure at, but he's certainly not a failure at deceiving, is he? He's not a failure at deceiving. Like I was saying before the break, they call them special agents for a reason. They are trained to deceive. They're trained to go unnoticed when they're doing the wrong thing. And it seems to be that he's pretty good at that. Either he's good at that or he's just a terrible representative. So the voters have somebody on the menu here. They have a menu here. We don't have to take it anymore. We just don't have, we simply don't have to. People, open your minds. We need to open minds, okay? Because we don't have to stick with the two parties any longer. Bucks County absolutely does have a viable libertarian candidate. That's me, Caroline Avery. We also have a viable, good, core organization in Bucks County. That's the Libertarian Party. We are right-minded. We are fiscally conservative. We are for the Bill of Rights and individual liberties or individual liberties. We're strong on the Second Amendment. We're strong on all the amendments, but we're very strong on the Second Amendment. No one in my race, including the incumbent, is a stronger defender of the Second Amendment than I am. I'm an advocate, not an activist.
Right. Okay. So I was also going to bring up some additional information related to Comcast and David Cohen for the people here to understand what's behind Joe Biden as this power broker. Okay. David Cohen was a vice president, senior vice president of Comcast and chief diversity officer. What do they mean by diversity? I'll give you an example. Going back to 2016, any of a white Protestant American businesses doing work with Comcast were forced to basically subcontract to their primary diversity company, Randstad. Okay. Randstad is the biggest Indian H-1B visa shop in Europe, and who's one of their top HR people is none other than an HR manager who moved over from Dwayne Morris working for Stephen Friedman, the close friend of Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu at Independence Mall, when they dedicated the National Holocaust Center there, basically said there was three organizations that his people set up back in 1913 at Independence Mall: the Federal Reserve Bank, the IRS, and B'nai B'rith, the Anti-Defamation League. And if you look at Independence Mall, you will see symbolically what's going on in this country. On the south side of Independence Mall, you got to, you know, where they signed the Declaration of Independence. On the east side, you have the Netanyahu Likud Holocaust Center. On the north side, you got the Annenberg Crime Syndicate National Constitution Center. And on the west side, you got the Philadelphia chapter of the Federal Reserve Bank, which was basically run by one of their cohorts. I'm trying to think his name right now. Oh, I can't remember it. Who basically was involved with working closely with the Annenbergs and Lou Katz, another guy who worked directly under Annenberg, to basically set up the mastery private schools, of which get a third of the entire budget of the public schools for the city of Philadelphia, K-12. So it is such a cozy, you know, basically relationship. So you can see the tie to the Federal Reserve Bank, to the Likud and Israel, and to the gangsters, and to the threat of our Constitution. Symbolically and physically and in actuality, we can see what's wrong with America by seeing what's wrong with the situation surrounding Independence Mall, where we had our freedoms declared to begin with, and the threats surrounding it. So with respect to that, you know, one of the things I see that we still have is, you know, our First Amendment rights. And I see that as being absolutely one of the most important things to protect. And we need the Second Amendment to protect it, but we still need to have a freedom of speech. So with respect to what you're running for, Carolyn, how do you see the importance of preserving the First Amendment and actually, you know, providing more real diversity in control of the media? Because it is centralized through a very small number of companies. Well, yeah, Comcast is one of the biggest ones. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, one of the biggest ones, but it has, you know, so many tentacles. I mean, that's just that's putting the horse before the cart in my particular situation. But I'd like to, you know, get back to, you know, because I got to make things manageable so that I can actually get something accomplished, you know. And, you know, there's one thing to, you know, pontificate about it and then know what the problems are and know how big they are. And it's a whole nother animal to sit down and work out problems and to the fact where it affects every single person in my district. So if they choose to take a hold of it, you know, we only offer, right? But that's not being given to us. And our First Amendment is much more than just being able to say what we want to say, you know, whether it's respectfully or disrespectfully. You know, as our mutual friend says so often, you know, Simon, he says, you know, you don't have to like what I'm saying to you. you know, it's covered by my First Amendment rights. But, you know, it's not just that. It's our assembly and our right to petition our government and our speech and our assembly. And that's what they've done with the, you know, I pointed this out at another, at a speaking event I went to, is, you know, they took away, you know, they put the mask on us, you know, keep us quiet. They, you know, made it so we couldn't gather together anymore at a church or at a restaurant or movies or anything. They isolated us with this COVID and this shot, and you have to do this or you're going to get persecuted. And, you know, then when you went to petition your government, some people, most people were peaceful, and look what happened to them. They were arrested, and subsequently, many of those people haven't even been charged yet, but are still sitting in a jail cell and haven't even been brought up on charges, completely decimating all of our Fourth Amendment, okay? So our First Amendment is being trampled all over to the point that when you go through all these things and you say, oh, you look at your First Amendment, you say, okay, freedom of speech, religion, press, okay, they're annihilating us with the press on Facebook, you know, censoring us and all that stuff. Assembly, we don't have that. And we can't have the petition. So what do you have? You have COVID. That's what you have. You have COVID. Okay? Sure. So that's the way I see it. So our First Amendment is first for a reason. I'll fiercely fight for that. Somebody has to. I'll fiercely fight for it. Fiercely. And I'll win every day. Every day of the week and twice on Sundays because I'm right. I'm armed with the Bill of Rights.
Right. What we need for the media is very similar to what Teddy Roosevelt did with the scandals back then with the Teapot Dome, is we need to break up mass media, okay, to break it down so it's more locally controlled. Because it's, you know, as time has progressed, the only one whose basic voice is really out there is the corporate interests. And that's where I want to actually give a plug to RBN for providing a voice to people like Carolyn and to actually be able to communicate, you know, the real needs of what our communities are going through. So just remember that RBN is a communication channel that's helping the people out.
Yes, sir. Corporatism is it's communism. It's communism. You know, people, you know, you get the, you know, the leftists, you know, telling us, oh, let's compromise. How do you compromise with communism? You don't. There is no compromise with communists, okay? And this corporatism is just, you know, you go shopping, you start talking. I had this actually happen to me. I had a manager of the store who was clocking, you know, watching me because I was talking about my campaign and things like that, and he didn't want me doing that in the store. But he continued to watch me. You know, a half an hour later, I was talking to somebody about butter, but he apparently couldn't hear me, and he came up to me and tried to stop me. And I said, let me tell you something. You know, your store or not, you are pushing your limit with my First Amendment rights here. I'm talking to this woman about the price of butter. So we are in big trouble. We are in big trouble, and we don't have anywhere to go if we just go to the Democrats or just to the Republicans. We need to, you know, go ahead and open our minds and you know, not only be a candidate, but look for candidates such as myself. No, I don't want to do this. This isn't for me. I want to do this for our future. I want to do this because it's the right thing to do. And we need to fully embrace and be brave.
Right. So one of the things the Libertarian Party...
Pardon me?
One of the things the Libertarian Party is supporting from their caucus they had in Reno recently is the Mises Institute, where basically they're indicating to get rid of fractional banking. We all see the problems of hyperinflation that it's causing us. So if you're to get into Congress, what do you see can be done to actually migrate us away from this fractional banking system? One of the things I see is like a state banking system, like the Bank of North Dakota should be encouraged, and we should be looking at other avenues to get away from that. How do you see things can be done to improve the economy in that respect?
Well, actually, it's a lengthy, but it's a pretty good bill. There's a bill out there right now that would get us out of debt in about 7 years. But, of course, our representative doesn't sign those kind of bills. So he's just ignoring that one while he's stripping away our Second Amendment rights. But my understanding now, this Mises Caucus, these people are bright. They're smart, and they understand banking. And, you know, in the Fed is a real thing. And there is a solution there, and it's not all that too difficult, but it needs to be paid attention to. And what it also needs to be is it needs to be paid attention to, and it needs to be talked about in a way that other people can understand it easily and that it makes sense. Because when things don't make sense, there's a reason for it. So if things make sense, then people tend to lift their ears up, and you would have to work with other people in Congress to get them to help, sure, you know, help work on this problem, this money problem. We shouldn't be borrowing money from anybody that we can't pay back. We shouldn't be giving money out that we can't get back.
Right. So if you were to go in Congress, another point people ask is about the issues of national defense. So let's look at two points here. How would you deal with, you know, what direction would you take us with respect to Ukraine? And now we're seeing we're being tested by the Chinese in the Straits of Taiwan as an example.
Of course we are.
But, right. So how do you see, what would your position be as a congressperson to deal with the national defense issues for our country?
Okay, well, I am against being the world's policeman, okay? I am for peace. I am for, you know, defending our own country against foreign and domestic enemies, okay? We are in a hot mess, and we are in a lot of trouble, and it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easily forgiven. It'd be easy to just get out of it for the most part, but it's not going to be easily forgiven by the way that, you know, Joe Biden abandoned our people, and that's what he did. He abandoned our people and our allies in Afghanistan. My neighbor said, Joe Biden left me in Afghanistan. I'm never going to go back to the army. This is what he told me. So, yeah. This is wrong anyway. I mean, I am, you know, totally against being involved in other people's wars and all this other stuff. I believe in peace through strength. I believe that we have a strong military, peace through strength, and we keep our side of the street clean, and we stay out of other people's problems. I am definitely not for policing the world. And, you know, as we saw with Donald Trump, we saw it with Ronald Reagan, and we saw it to a degree with the Bushes, and even a little bit with some of the Democratic ones, but not so much, because war equals money for them. But, you know, right, we saw that if we built our military and we stood strong, but we acted, you know, but we still had, you know, good, you know, communications with them, that they really minded their manners. But obviously, the minute they see weakness, which is Joe Biden, then we have problems. And we won't be forgiven.
Okay, I want to bring this up to the callers. The call-in number is area code 512-248-8252. If there's callers who want to call in and talk to RBN on these issues or anything else with respect to what I've talked about with Rick Adams in the past as Art from Philly, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. So what we've been listening to is Carolyn Avery, who's running for Congress in Bucks County, actually Pennsylvania District 01. And your website again is what, Carolyn Avery? What's your website?
No, sir. It's carolineforcongress.us. That's Caroline, Caroline, Congress.us. Carolineforcongress.us.
All right. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we wrap it up and take some more callers? And also, I'll bring up some more information for other people to hear.
No, I think I'll just go ahead and listen. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak out. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Carol. And if anybody can help this person, you know, help us make a change, I certainly appreciate it. It's like, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? So we have to start taking back the school boards, our mayors, and our congressional districts one at a time. So this is how you go about doing it. Okay, first become aware and make changes. And I want to thank you for calling in, Carolyn, and I'm going to leave the doors open for additional callers to call in afterwards. And thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Okay. All right. So going back to the theme here, I was mentioning David Cohen. Okay. So David Cohen, I did mention he was the chief diversity officer. Okay. So let's go back a little bit. Going back to the Annenberg Race Riot Wars, and you can look this up, it's on the web. So after Walter Annenberg moved on to taking care of the daily functions of the Race Riot War, he hired a guy named James Reagan, who was definitely connected with the Chicago outfit. So what happened? All right, so we got a break. So we'll talk to you afterwards.
Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it,
one shot at a time.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
While Ukraine is turning into a huge mess, I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. In a rare public address, Russian President Putin announced the mobilization of more troops headed for Ukraine. Russia is calling up 300,000 reservists in phase one of that mobilization. Putin also said he would not rule out the use of nuclear weapons. So far, the United States has sent about $70 billion to the war in Ukraine. I'm somewhat torn over the situation. In essence, this is a civil war. Ukraine was part of Russia for a very long time. However, the West did promise to defend Ukraine when they gave up the world's third largest nuclear arsenal. But when do we cut our losses? At what point will American troops get involved? Or even worse, when might we see mushroom clouds? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
This is Art from Philly, hosting the show for tonight, and we're taking in some callers. So the first caller is, we've got Tom from Florida. And I'm going to ask Tom from Florida about a question about Palm Bay and the big house down there run by Alvin Melnick and his family. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Yes. Good day, guys. To the nice gentle lady there, I would like her to think about running an ad against the guy she's running against about this border wall with $700 million worth of steel sitting out in the border rotting away. that the taxpayers pay for $700 million of metal that's rotting away, number one. Number two, she should run ads against her opponent about the Ukrainians and the Afghanistans coming here, and each one of them over 18 years old getting $110,000. They're going to University of Virginia, West Virginia. They're bringing them all, and some of them are going to West Virginia, but most of them are going to University of Maryland, Virginia. These people are getting free cars, free Section 8 housing, free furniture vouchers. She should be starting talking about American, white Americans mainly, because we are the majority. We should be starting to get some of that money that we put in for our generations and generations of families have put into this government to make this the greatest country on earth. But everybody wants to come here, but we're getting treated like second-class citizens. She should run ads, TV ads, get big donors, whoever takes the RNC, whatever, and just run ads against this guy. Listen, I want to know about the $700 million that's rotting in the border, okay, in Arizona and Texas is sitting there rotting away. We got almost 1.8 million illegals that came in this country since bumbling buffoonery came in as president with the communist Camilla and these other communist Bolshevik Marxists. She needs to run ads and tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help her God, that this country is being invaded, number one. Number two, these Ukrainians and these Afghanistanians are coming in here getting all this free, one, two, free under the coconut tree. It's got to come to an end. We're not even talking about all that when the Haitians come in here, they don't get a whole bunch of stuff. They send them back to Haiti. Well, why isn't that policy being enforced? Why aren't these Ukrainians, why aren't these Afghanis going to Israel? Why doesn't the state of Israel take these illegals? Or if they want to call them legal, I don't care what you call them, but they should be going to those. That country's a lot closer than the United States of America, which we're paying $6 a gallon of gas. Our food prices off the charts, and we got this bumbling buffoon. He's just doing this for Democrat votes. They're deviants. Right. That whole party, the Democrats, are a bunch of deviants. They want to totally wipe out and murder, my opinion, white Caucasian males. Anybody over 50, if they're white, they better watch their butt. They better watch their tails, because these people are being business. And look, like I told Michael Show, Steyer, Zuckerberg, Bloomberg, all these like you say, Jocelyn Maxwell, she was in Israel. Her dad worked for Mossad. These people are out to take us out. And they're only 2% of the population, according to what I'm seeing. Maybe 2.6. You know, they love that number. They're about 2.6 of the population, yet they control the major networks. 14 of them are homosexuals on the major networks, on the leftist networks. I mean, we are facing something that's horrific if we don't stop this immediately. And hopefully, like Michael said, in November, it all comes to an end. But I tell you, a couple of great callers call in RBN. Most of the callers, 99% of the callers call RBN. Wonderful. You got some trolls. But one guy in particular, when he called Farron Show, has brought out a great point. For the last 78, 80 years, 95%, 97% of the Afro-American women always vote Democrat. And what has the Democratic Party ever done for them? That's where she should run ads on that, too. What she can go to Philly and say, what has the Democratic Party done for you people? What? And let me tell you, if they always think about Abraham Lincoln, he was a Republican. So I mean, you need to start playing this game that these Zog plays, and you gotta start using words. Like I can tell anybody, I can tell you this, any Jew goes after me about being an anti-Semite or a Semite, not even that, but they go attacking me about being an anti-Semite. You want to tell them I'm a Jew?
I got a question for you too. It looks like with respect to this, first of all. If you know about NK Neutral Carter, NKUSA.org, not everybody who's Jewish is, in this. They're criminals in every organization. Let's get you back on the rest of the break.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.